Now this is a dictation for Carl, C-A-R-L, Cederholm, C-E-D-E-R-H-O-L-M, May 1740, addressed as a letter to Michael Deaton, D-E-A-T-O-N, at VA Clare, C-L-A-R-E. Dear Dr. Deaton, follow up for Carl with advanced renal failure, last visit in December, underlying COPD, emphysema, and lung cancer is stable over time. 2-3 meals a day, weight is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, constipation, no bleeding, no infection in the urine, there is nocturia but no incontinence, no hemoptysis, no pleuritic discomfort, no lightheadedness, no gross edema, no CPAP machine, no oxygen, review system done being negative, medication list review. I want to highlight nitrates, norvascoric. He gets for anemia management MIRCERA, M-I-R-C-E-R-A. Next paragraph on physical exam, blood pressure nurse 127/65, COPD abnormalities, emphysema, very distant, no severe respiratory distress, distant heart tones, no pericardial rap, no ascites, no gross edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is in May, creatinine 2.8, progressive over time. GFR 21 is stage 4, labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD is stage 4, progressive over time, not symptomatic, no indication for dialysis. Imaging shows atrophy of the left kidney. Right kidney do not show obstruction and there is no urinary retention. There is anemia that has not required EPO treatment. Potassium in the upper side, we discussed about minimizing high-rich potassium food. Normal acid base, normal water, calcium minor elevated. We are not giving any vitamin D or calcium supplementation. Phosphorus was not part of these chemistries. Otherwise, management of his underlying COPD. Recent PET scan for the lung cancer appears stable. Chemistry is on a regular basis. We do dialysis for GFR less than 15 and symptoms of uremia or volume overload. Plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 months.